Elegy for Charles Porter. A concrete church with no steeple held his service, a single candle lit. A small crowd shifted on metal folding chairs. They sighed a final sigh. The pastor nodded. It was April when Charlie died, at 46. Police said he fell from a bridge onto hard ground, intoxicated, as always. He used to call out across the street as I walked to work. He'd wave wildly, hobble over, tell me the latest. Just out of jail, lost his teeth again. His sister sent a letter, and could I read it to him? Exposed tobacco-stained gum smacked as he spoke, always over a grin. You see, Charlie had always been drinking. His mother's womb, a slick curlicue of boy, drowning. She had a taste for whiskey, he shrugged, and him too. I wonder now about that day, if he'd had his teeth in, if he'd paced back and forth, talking to himself like he did, if he'd slept under that bridge. It must have been quiet, save the bitter hiss of wind. And I wonder, of course, if he jumped. But who could know the desires of a man so undesired by the world? What prayers he might whisper to the night from a jail cell cot, a park bench, an underpass. The pastor read scripture, passages about man. Be he wealthy or poor, he be a brother, a son of God. The crowded room nodded along, all facing the one candle, as if rowing a great boat through fog, bowing and rising.